Welcome to Wave Rider Morning Dose, everything you need before the bell. Let's dive in.
Good morning, traders. Oil spiked past 100, then crashed back to 89, all in 24 hours. The market went from panic to party overnight. But here's the thing. Only 27% of stocks are actually above their 20-day moving average. So before you chase this bounce, let's find out what's real and what's just noise. Let's get you ready.
Morning. And yeah, that oil whipsaw was something else.
$10 round trip in a day? That's not normal.
Not even close. So crude spiked past 100 on Iran escalation fears.
Wait, I thought the spike was on supply fears generally, not Iran specifically.
No, it was squarely Iran. The Strait of Hormuz chatter was everywhere Tuesday morning. Then Trump comes out last night, says operations are nearly complete, and boom, 5.3% drop.
Exactly, down to 89.75, and the whole global risk appetite just flipped on that one headline. Okay, so futures are green, South Korea bounced 5.4%, Europe's up 1.4 to 2.3. Isn't that the all clear signal?
I hear you, but let me show you what's actually happening under the hood.
Mm-hmm.
Only 27% of stocks are trading above their 20-day moving average. 27%.
Wait, so three-quarters of the market is underwater short-term?
Three-quarters. And the bull-bear ratio? 2.5 to 1. 231 bulls versus 92 bears.
That's not exactly euphoric.
Not at all. This is a mega-cap propped rally, not a healthy broad advance. It's like the market got a painkiller for a broken bone. The pain is gone temporarily, but the fracture is still there.
Right. And Trump, for merely complete comment, that included some threats too, didn't it?
Oh yeah, he basically said if Iran disrupts oil flows, they're back in business. So the geopolitical trapdoor is still open.
Okay, so HPE, Nvidia, that's the macro backdrop. But I want names. What's actually moving pre-market right now?
So HPE beat this morning with raised guidance. Genuine bright spot. Enterprise spending holding up. And Nvidia announced an open-source AI platform.
Wait, open sourcing your platform, isn't that giving away the moat? Why is that bullish?
I think it's a land grab strategy, honestly. Locking in developers and ecosystem partners is worth more than keeping the code closed.
Huh, okay.
Plus, NIO reported better than expected Q4 results, rare earnings win in the EV space, and AAOI got their first major hyperscaler order.
That's pure company-specific stuff.
Exactly, but here's the thing. Any fresh Iran headline overrides everything on the scheduled calendar. One eye on earnings, one eye on the newsfeed.
And while oil retreating helps the headline,
the damage to consumer discretionary is already done.
Yeah, so what's actually gapping? Give me the names.
Five caught my eye. NIO at 493 of 3.14% on that Q4 beat. Rare fundamental catalyst in beaten down EV.
Yeah.
AAOI at 101.66, surging on that hyperscaler order. Pure company specific. But honestly, the one that really caught my eye.
Okay, so NIO and AAOI are catalyst plays. What's the one you'd actually put money on today?
MRVL, up 3.4% on 2.2 times average volume at 92.65.
Honestly, that volume number, is that actually significant or are you reading too much into one day?
No, that's huge. Volume confirmation is what separates real reversals
from the fake outs, yeah.
Exactly. Chips may be finding a floor. Dual catalyst from technical oversold conditions and the NVIDIA AI news flow. Then FSLY breaking out 8.4% at 21.83. Software momentum returning. And Meta at 647. Tight continuation setup with strong institutional accumulation.
Lifeboats. Yeah, that's exactly what this feels like right now.
These catalyst names are lifeboats in choppy water. You want to be in the ones with their own engines, not just drifting with the geopolitical tide.
Okay, sectors. Where do we actually want to be, and what do we stay away from?
Energy. RSPG at 385, 73rd percentile, clear leader. The war premium is still embedded even after the oil pullback. It's not about chasing the commodity. It's about recognizing where institutional support is.
Okay.
Avoid financials. RSPF at negative 168, and consumer discretionary hitting new lows.
Wait, consumer discretionary hitting new lows while the market is supposedly rallying? That feels contradictory.
Right, because high oil has already crushed consumer spending power. The index bounces, but the consumer is still getting squeezed at the pump. That damage is real, and it's already in the price.
That's the sector damage story.
Exactly. Technology at negative 0.1 showing modest recovery, but it's not a buy-the-sector play. Individual names, Meta, FSLY, MRVL, that's where the opportunity lives.
Stock picker's market.
Totally. Watch list, MRVL, FSLY, Meta, NIO, AAOI. Core risk rule for today, tight stops, controlled position sizing, one eye on the geopolitical newsfeed.
Because one Iran headline can flip the script.
In minutes. Trading this tape without tight stops is like driving fast in fog.
You don't see the wall, yeah.
You won't see it until it's too late.
So, bottom line, oil bounce is real, but three-quarters of the market is still underwater. You're not trading the index today, you're trading the names with their own story, right?
Find the 27% that aren't underwater and trade those. That's the whole game today.
Optimistic with your helmet on, that's the move. Good luck out there, traders. See you tomorrow on the Wave Rider Morning Dose.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Morning Dose. Everything you need before the bell. See you next time.